What's up, guys? Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt here on BettingPros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. Okay, before we get to the picks and before we get to the day, let me quickly talk about where we are here with the Masters. I'm not going to add anything for the Masters just yet because I like where we are with Bryson DeChambeau struggling as mightily as he is. So rather than get ourselves in trouble, we've got Dustin Johnson at plus 850 to win the green jacket. That's going well. He's tied for the lead. We've got Rory with about, I think it's a five-stroke lead, and John Rahm with a monster lead over Bryson. So Bryson might miss the cut, and then both our wagers cash. So that's the easiest path to us getting a full unit. Boom, let's go, plus 100. It's, you know, bang, bang, right? So that's the best way. That would be awesome. Even money, plus 100, whatever, same thing. So that's the best way for us to kind of get to where we want to get to. And then if DJ wins the thing on Sunday, we're golden, and we've had a really good Masters. But I've got other wagers going as well, and I don't want to add in on everything. I just want us to ride it out for today. That's not to say on Sunday I'm not going to add for the final round, but I need to see what's going to happen here, how much golf they got to play on Sunday to Monday. Like, are we going to deal with the Monday finish, or can we get it done on Sunday? I don't know yet. So I'm going to hold off, and moving day is not really moving day in the Masters because of the fact that Bryson is one over at the start of play. He's got, I believe, seven holes left, and he's going to play the weekend without playing the weekend. And I think it was a big break for him with how poorly he was playing to get a chance to kind of take a deep breath and come back and say, okay, what can I change to make the cut? So we're best case scenario, he misses the cut, both our head-to-heads cash, and we're good. So far, so good with fading Bryson DeChambeau. So that's why I'm not going to add anything to the Masters. For today, for Saturday, if you like today, I'm happy for you. I bleeping hate today. I hate this. All the games I was looking at are canceled. I had a bunch of games in the SEC that I liked, canceled. I had a couple of games in the Pac-12, one of them I liked a lot, canceled. So I'm not going heavy here today, all right? I gave you the Boston College +13.5. It's down to 11 now. This is Joe Public's favorite play. This is, I'm not going to lie, I am 100% petrified as to what is going to happen here today with Boston College against Notre Dame. Everyone and their grandmother is on this game. They're on Moneyline Boston College. They're on BC plus 15, 14, 13, 12. I mean, it's just, I hate this. This is as public gets, and I thought I might be a little bit tricky simply because, you know, Boston College might be under the radar maybe, but then those damn cancellations. We've had freaking 15 games canceled. So guess what? People want to bet, and they want to bet on a game that's going to be nationally televised, and they want to bet on a top five team. So we got screwed here with everyone coming in on Boston College, and Notre Dame's going to know this, so I don't like this play anymore. I've already bet it. I already told you to bet it, but we're going to ride it. But I don't like this play, and I don't like Saturday for that very reason. So I've got four other plays, all half units to give you here to kind of brace ourselves a little bit because hopefully our Masters plays go well, and then we get maybe we get Dustin Johnson to win the Masters, and then we have a really good weekend, and I have a bunch of plays on Sunday that I like. I like Sunday a lot more than I like Saturday. And there are a couple of plays that I am very high on, including the Bucks tomorrow. And the Bucks will be part of my teaser tomorrow. I haven't really come up with the Perrault teaser, the 6-3 record. I haven't really come up with a solid play yet on it, simply because I want to kind of see how this is going to go off for the Masters. And I want to watch the line movement on a couple of games here. There's some interesting line movement going around. I liked the Browns before they closed their practice facility and then they reopened their practice facility. So I'm still kind of fishing my way through the lines coming up here. And if you want me to go, you want to hear me break down all of the games, every game on the card, Dan Harris and I, go check it out on bettingpros.com. Go check it where you get your podcasts, the Betting Pros NFL Podcast with Dan Harris and myself. It's on my Twitter account at SportsTalkMatt. You got to scroll through to find it, but it's there. It's on the Betting Pros at Betting Pros NFL Twitter account as well. So we go through the entire slate of games, break down, make picks and plays and all of them, and then we tell you our five plays for the DraftKings. So you can go find that if you want a head start on Sunday for the NFL. You gotta kind of get into my brain a little bit as to how I'm thinking going on towards Sunday. But before we get to the picks today, four of them, half a unit on all of them, let's tell you about BetMGM on the Masters. You can still do it. You go get a new account, BetMGM. Go and use the promo code JUICE100, bonus code JUICE100. When you sign up, $1 on a golfer to win the Masters. Any birdie gets made, you win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. It's that simple. It's that easy with that promo code JUICE100. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's start with college football, and I do have one play on the UFC card that I want to talk about, but let's start here in the Big Ten, and let's start with Wisconsin and Michigan. Now, I think Michigan is not a good football team. And I think there are some real, real concerns about Michigan potentially having to find a new head coach. If Michigan loses this game to Wisconsin, I don't know what happens besides that Michigan very well might be packing the bags for Harbaugh and saying, thank you very much, goodbye, we will find a new head coach. I don't know who they're going to hire. I don't know where he winds up going. I'm guessing he will find a job in the NFL. I don't know if he finds a head coaching job in the NFL, however. This is a home game for Michigan. They cannot lose this game, period. But I'm not betting this game because Wisconsin's a road favorite at 4.5, and I want no part of it, okay? I want no part of it. The one thing I do want a part of, though, offense. Wisconsin's got an offense, Michigan's got an offense, and historically in this series, the over has hit. I played the over 53. Two of the three games for Michigan have gone over. Minnesota was 53. It went over by 20 points. The Indiana game, the total was 54.5. It went over by 4.5 points. Illinois for Wisconsin, the total was 51.5. It barely went over, but they scored 45 points, and they won 45-7 to get to the over. Just going to play the over at a half a unit for Wisconsin and Michigan. I don't like either defense. I think both quarterbacks are decent enough. Both teams are good enough. Wisconsin's gone through all their COVID problems here. I think Wisconsin scores, Michigan scores over 53 points for a half a unit for Michigan. And Wisconsin is play number one. Play number two, another half a unit. Penn State at Nebraska. Oh my gosh, is this game ugly. Speaking of coaches on the hot seat, James Franklin. Oh my goodness. Penn State is 0-3 against the spread. They're 0-3, period. But they're 0-3 against the spread. Nebraska's 0-2, but Nebraska also is 0-2 against the spread. This is a game where, look, Scott Frost, he's keeping his job. James Franklin, I don't know if James Franklin's going to keep his job. How does Penn State, with all the hype and the talent, how do they go to Lincoln, Nebraska and lose? How can they go back home if they lose? I don't know. There is so much pressure on Penn State in this game. I think Penn State's the better football team. Their backs are against the wall. I think much like the Iowa game last night, which we got in a laugher, because everyone was like, oh, Minnesota's going to turn it around. They're at home. Well, there's no home crowd, right? So it's a lot easier to go into Minnesota if you're Iowa and win that game and dominate that game. I think the same thing's going to happen here with Penn State against Nebraska. I know Penn State's looked bad, but this is when Penn State gets right. It's easy to get right against Nebraska. There's a big talent discrepancy here. I don't think Adrian Martinez in this offense does very much here. I think Penn State wins. Penn State laying three on the road at Nebraska. We're going to lay it with the Nittany Lions here. Penn State minus three for a half a unit. And one more game to talk about here in college football, and that is Indiana at Michigan State. Look, this is a game where I'm just kind of rubbing my head over. I got it at 7. I know a couple books have gone to 7.5 at the time of taping, but I got it at 7. Indiana on the road at Michigan State. Look, this offense for Indiana has been playing really well. Penix, the quarterback, has been hot. It's really hard to pick against Indiana. I mean, I think the logical point is if you get 7.5, maybe you go ahead and take the dog at home. You're getting 7.5. I just don't think Michigan State's any good. They got whipped at Iowa last week. I don't think they're going to lose this game by 42 points, but I don't think that was a fluke. The fluke was Michigan State beating Michigan. That was the fluke. Them losing to Rutgers, that wasn't a fluke, okay? And they lost to Rutgers at home. The last home game they played, they got beat by Rutgers. You've got a 3-0 record for Indiana against the spread. You got a hot quarterback. They beat Rutgers by 16 points to cover that 11-point line. They beat Penn State catching 7. They beat Michigan by 17 catching 4.5. This is just Indiana on a hot streak. I don't think you can go against this here. I think you got to go ahead and you got to lay it. And you just say, okay, lay the 7 points. I don't even think 7.5 is too high, but maybe you buy the half a point. Again, I got it at 7, so maybe you can get it at 7. You can shop around. Maybe somebody comes back to 7 at the time when you guys hear this. But -7, Indiana, I just think that's the right side to be on here. Take the hot quarterback. Again, public, public, public. This is as public as Boston College is catching 13.5, is Indiana laying the 7 here on the road at Michigan State. Everyone watched what happened in the Iowa game to Michigan State. And I'll admit it, it's just not pretty. I don't like it. I'm going to cringe. I'm holding my nose. That's why I'm betting a half a unit on it, because I'm not jumping up and down and going like, yep, this is an automatic. Yep, for sure. This is a great bet we're going to make. So those are the 4 games we're playing for college football. BC plus 13.5 at a full unit. We're taking Penn State -3 at Nebraska for a half a unit. Indiana -7, half a unit at Michigan State. And the over for Wisconsin and Michigan, 53 on the over. That leaves 1 half unit to be bet. We've not bet the UFC for a while. Here's what we're going to bet. Paul the Irish Dragon Felder starved himself. Since Tuesday, he has starved himself. Literally, I'm not kidding you. On Monday, he ate a bowl of oatmeal. Then on Tuesday, he traveled to Vegas. He didn't eat on Tuesday. He didn't eat on Wednesday. He didn't eat on Thursday. He then got up on Friday morning and weighed in, and he made weight at 155, just a little bit over. Incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. Rafael Dos Anjos is a fighter in desperate need of a victory. Okay, this guy is 1-4 in his last 5 fights. If you look at his career, this was the guy that was supposed to dominate the division. He was supposed to be the dude. And so I'm looking for different ways of betting this, and I don't want to lay the -190 on Rafael Dos Anjos to win this fight. I think he's going to win this fight. I think Paul Felder taking this fight on what, like 1 week's notice? I mean, this is insanity. He was supposed to be broadcasting this game, this fight. Do you know how wacko that is? That you were supposed to be the broadcaster and now you're fighting this dude? It's incredible. Tip of the cap to Paul Felder to step in and do this. But I just can't go ahead and lay the -190, -200 here. There's some money coming in on Felder just because people love him, but he's not going to win this fight. I'd be absolutely floored. However, here's the thing. You don't stop this guy. You don't stop Paul Felder. I mean, this guy is an absolute warrior. And for him to get, I mean, Felder's been stopped once in his career. He's got, what, 23, 24 fights? 20, somewhere in that range? He's been stopped once, okay? You don't stop Paul Felder. So I think Dos Anjos is going to win this fight, but I think it goes the distance. It goes to the cards, and Dos Anjos will win this fight on the cards after 5 rounds. How does Paul Felder go 5 rounds? I have no idea, but the guy's a warrior. He's an absolute warrior. So as long as he doesn't get cut to the point where they stop the fight, I think we're going to go 5 rounds. We're going to go to the cards, and Dos Anjos wins the fight on a decision. I got Dos Anjos at +140 by decision to win the main event at Fight Night here in Vegas for UFC Fight Night, Dos Anjos versus Felder at +140, and we're going to put a half a unit on it. It's an interesting way of looking at that fight. It's a different type of way of betting this fight. Don't want to lay the big juice. Gonna hope that we go the distance here. You could lay the over if you want, but the over is minus 180. It's not much better, right? 4.5 rounds and the over is minus 180. So that's not much better. So I'm trying to find a better way. And I do think that, if Rafael Dos Anjos can't beat this dude, his career is over. Okay. Just like pack it up and goodbye. He shouldn't be in a main event if Paul Felder can be come in here on a week's notice and get a victory. And look, the last fight for Felder against Dan Hooker, it was a really good fight. I mean, it was a war. I expect this to be a war, and I expect both guys to be standing when the fifth round bell rings. And on the cards, I'm going Dos Anjos by decision in the main event for Saturday night for UFC Fight Night here in Vegas. Haven't bet one of those in a while. Why not, right? Let's get into that. Plus 140 odds, not bad. The fight's going to go the distance, I think. So maybe it's a Felder decision, but I'll take Dos Anjos to win that thing a plus 140 for a half a unit. Why not? Let's have some fun. So those are the plays for Saturday here for the Daily Juice. Remember tomorrow, the live stream for Sunday for the NFL begins at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. As we roll through all the prop bets, we roll through all the latest, ins and outs, who's playing, who's not, and whether... Weather is a big question. How about that Cleveland game? Weather's a big deal. So we're looking at unders. We're looking at weather. Different plays that we might want to jump in here and make coming up for another Sunday. I haven't made those picks yet, those bets yet. We're going to play out Sunday, and then we're going to get really heavily active and into it for Sunday morning on the live stream, plus the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice. All my picks and plays coming up for the NFL. Looking forward to it. I hate Saturday. Normally, I have decent days when I hate the card, but I hate the card. I hate today. Let's see what happens. Again, just to reset our plays here, we've got Rory over Bryson head-to-head, John Rahm over Bryson head-to-head, Dustin Johnson to win the whole damn thing at plus 850. We've got BC plus 13.5. We got Penn State minus 3, Indiana minus 7, and the over for Wisconsin and Michigan. Dos Anjos by decision at plus 140. Those are the plays. My name is Matt Perrault. Catch me on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast, presented by BetMGM on bettingpros.com.